ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Welcome to Fuelcast. I'm Carrington Clark, and this is your source to stay on top of the numbers behind the ongoing global energy crisis. It's Monday, June the 29th. We're recording mid-morning as always, so let's look at the latest figures. The price of Brent crude has fallen. It's sitting at $72 a barrel, while the national average price of unleaded has dropped to $1.58 per litre, and the national average price of diesel also dropping, now sitting at $1.91 per litre. Today I'm joined by Alan Kohler to dig into the major energy headlines. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Carrington.
All right, Alan, let's check in. Another weekend filled with tit-for-tat firing between the US and Iran and a kind of fundamental disagreement, it appears, about who controls the Strait of Hormuz. The position from Iran seems to be that the MOU gave them the responsibility to decide and the right to decide how ships traveled through that strait, the nature of those ships and where they should travel. And the disagreement seems in part to be that there were ships trying to travel closer to the Omanian side of the Strait of Hormuz, which is on the kind of southern side. And that's why we saw a container ship hit. Then we've seen America strike Iran. Iran has attempted to hit American bases in Kuwait and Bahrain. What do you make of it all, Alan? Are we actually any closer to a peace agreement? Are we any closer to the free flowing of energy, oil, fertilizer through the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, there's a couple of things. Firstly, Iran is clearly prioritizing its control of the Strait of Hormuz and is basically betting that America will not properly attack it, that it'll basically allow Iran to have control of the Strait of Hormuz, and so it's asserting it. And it's betting that, you know, that America is basically giving up on it and walking away, which I think is probably correct. And as you said, there was a container ship which was beautifully called the Ever Lovely, which is part of the Evergreen group, that was attacked by Iran. It was sailing close to Oman, as you said. And the cargo wasn't damaged. It appears to have been a drone that blew up on the bridge of the ship. Nobody was hurt. It was the drone equivalent of a shot across the bows. It looks like Iran basically is targeting insurance. It's trying to make it so that insurance companies don't want to insure ships going through the strait unless they have been approved by Iran's new body, the Persian Gulf Strait Authority. And that's the way they want it to be now. So this Ever Lovely tried to sneak through without going through the PGSA and got a bit of a drone attack. And I'd say that any ship that doesn't get the PGSA's approval will have trouble getting insurance and therefore will not go through.
Alan, when you say that Iran is betting on the fact that America is effectively, I guess, going to give up on who controls the Strait of Hormuz, is that just because, A, Iran has proven that they can do it pretty efficiently, they're able to close the Strait of Hormuz, America wasn't able to dislodge them militarily, or is it a case that Donald Trump has just gotten bored and therefore he doesn't want to be dealing with this anymore and he thinks that the political ramifications for him with Americans paying higher prices when they go and fill up a car are not worth trying to get involved in a prolonged conflict with Iran to try to assert control? And what do you think that means for the global economy in the second half of this year if Iran is able to exert that kind of control over the strait?
Well, they clearly are, and they are doing it. And I think you're right. I mean, what's America going to do? I mean, they would have to either completely bomb Iran into capitulation of some sort, which they haven't been able to do yet, either last year or this year, with their bombing of Tehran or whatever they're doing. So that seems to be out. Or they would have to take control of the actual physical control of the Strait of Hormuz. America would have to, and that's really out. So I think basically what's happened is that America, by attacking Iran on February the 28th, have basically meant that the world has lost control of the Strait of Hormuz. Mm. And that is a permanent state of affairs now. The Strait of Hormuz is within the territorial waters of both Iran and Oman. And it's clear from the United Nations law of the sea is that countries do have control of what goes on within their territorial waters.
Mm.
And it's just been a kind of a custom that's that said, well, you know, with these straits, either whether it's Hormuz or Malacca or Red Sea entrance and so on, that even though they're within the territorial waters of the countries on both sides, they're going to not sort of exercise control. And what's occurred now is that Iran has decided to exercise control.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anyone's going to be able to do about it. And the MOU clearly said that Iran and Oman can work it out between them, which they are doing. They've issued a joint statement, Iran and Oman, saying that they're talking about what they're going to do. But clearly what's going on is that in the meantime, until that sort of system is agreed between those two countries, Iran doesn't want anyone sailing close to Oman. Presumably once they've kind of worked it out, that is to say they've got a profit-sharing agreement between them, then ships can decide whether they want to sail close to Oman or Iran. But at the moment, Iran's saying, no, you can't, you've got to come close to us now in order to get PGSA approval.
Should point out there was, remember, a point during this conflict when Donald Trump threatened to also bomb Oman if Oman somehow did an agreement with Iran. But much like many of the statements from the US president, it's hard to know whether or not that is a legitimate threat or just him kind of talking off the cuff. A quick plug for Alan has a fantastic article. There's always good analysis, but there's a great piece on the energy transition we are seeing, both because of Iran's, what appears to be Iran's control, total control of the Strait of Hormuz, and also what we're seeing with artificial intelligence and its kind of unsatiated thirst for, or impossible to satiate thirst for power. But Alan, before you leave, let's just check in. We're about to have the lapsing of the big excise cut on fuel. Now, the government did decide on a halfway measure, so there's still going to be a slight cut to the excise, but half of what it has been up until this point. How do you think that plays out during this week? Do we see people, you know, driving to the petrol station to fill up before that happens, or is it relatively small impact that we're not going to see kind of a rush on petrol stations like we did, like we might have feared if we'd had the full excise cut change?
It might be a rush yet, I think.
What's that?
Do you think? Yeah. A few
jerry cans being filled up, but maybe not a whole trunk load.
Something like that.
Well, let's see. Let's see how it plays out. That is it for this episode of Fuelcast. You can catch ABC Business Daily later today, and we'll be back in your feeds with all things fuel next week. Catch you next time, Alan.
Thanks, Carrington.